Whistle in the Dark by Emma Healy, read by Julia Deakin and Laura Aikman. The End.
This has been the worst week of my life, Jen said. Not what she had planned to say to her 15-year-old daughter after an ordeal that had actually covered 4 days.
Hi, Mum.
Lana's voice emerged from blue-tinged lips. Jen could only snatch a hug, a press of her cheek against Lana's, soft and pale as a mushroom, while the paramedics slammed the ambulance doors and wheeled Lana into the hospital. There was a gash on the ashen head, a scrape on the tender jaw. She was thin and cold and wrapped in tinfoil. She smelled soggy and earthy and unclean. But it was okay. She was here. She was safe. She was alive. Nothing else mattered. Cigarette smoke drifted over from the collection of dressing-gowned, ivy-attached witnesses huddled under the covered entrance, and a man's voice came with it.
What's going off? Is that the lass from London?
Turned up then, another voice answered. Heard it said on the news. So the press had been told already. Jen supposed that was a good thing. They could cancel the search, stop asking the public to keep their eyes open, to report possible sightings, to contact the police if they had information. It was a happy ending to the story. Not the ending anyone had been expecting. The call had come less than an hour ago. Hugh, wrapped in a hotel towel, just out of the shower, because it was important to keep going. Jen not dressed and unshowered because she wasn't convinced by Hugh's argument. They had never given up hope. That's what she would say in the weeks to come, talking to friends and relatives.